Yeah.
Emma says we could have stayed upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay, Rebels. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hey, is talking about Bechira Chopshis. Free choice. He says like this. Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. Rishus l'chol Adam nesuna. Each person has free will. Im rotzo l'hatos atzmo l'derech tova v'lio sadek harishus b'yadam. Someone who wants to push himself in the proper direction to become a tzaddik, that's his prerogative, he's able to do that. If he wants to do the opposite, he has the ability to do that as well. A person has the ability to choose which derech he's going to be on. And the Rambam continues in Halacha Beis, Al Yavar b'machshavtecha, you should never think, Dover zeh she'omrim tipshei umasa olam v'rov gomei b'nei Yisrael. Don't think what those tipshim, what those foolish people say, Shakarash Baruch goes there on the Odom, Etchilas Briyasa, Liosadik or Rasha, that somehow Akarash Baruch is goes there, he decrees about a person that from his birth, from his creation, he decrees on him what kind of person he's going to be, whether he'll be a tzaddik or a Rasha. Ain't a Dover King, it's not true. Elakol Odom Roy Liosadik, Himosha Rabbeinu, a Rasha, Kiravam. Person can be the biggest tzaddik he wants to be, the biggest rosha he wants to be, o chacham, o sochal, he can be wise, he can be foolish, o rachman, o achzori, he can be merciful, or cruel, v'chein shar kol hadeos. And the same is true about all other midos, all other attributes. A person can choose what he wants to be. There's no predeterminism. A person is not decreed. It's not decreed upon this individual from birth that he's going to be a certain type of person. He can determine what he's going to be. Says the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, V'davar Zayikar Gadol Hu, this is a very important principle, V'hu Amud HaTorah, V'hamitzvah, this is a principle of the Torah, Shinema Rei Nasati Lefanech Hayom Esachayim, V'ksiv Rei Anochi Nosin Lefnechem Hayom, Kloma Sharishus V'yedchem, V'chol Shiachbo Tzodom Lasos, Mimaisi B'nei Ha'odom, Ose Ben Tovin Ben Roy. A person has free choice. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Hey. So many ask that there seems to be a stira, there seems to be a contradiction between this Rambam and the Rambam in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Deis says that there are different types of character traits that people are born with. Deos harbe yesh v'cholecha v'echad mibnei odam, zu mishuna mizu, rechoka mimena v'yoser. There are different approaches, different attributes, different opinions, different character traits, different tendencies that people have. Yesh adam shehu bal chema koeis tamid. There are some people who get angry very easily. Yesh adam shedaitom yushev asola veino koeis klah. Some people never get angry. You know those guys, you just can't get a rise out of them, right? They never get angry. Yesh adam shehu dvalei biosa. Some people are arrogant. Yeshu shval ro biosa. Some people are exceedingly humble. Yeshu bal taiva. Some people are such balei taiva, they're not going to be satisfied with anything. If it's not this, they want the next, the latest and the greatest. And some people are completely satisfied. The Rambam goes back and forth with so many midas that there are different attributes people have, different tendencies people have. That's the way people are born. It seems a little bit strange. It seems as though the Rambam, on the one hand, the Hilchos Tshuva says that it's not nigzar, it's not decreed upon anyone that they're going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, achzori or rachamon, balgaiva or onav, and yet the Rambam Hilchos Deis writes beferish that people are born with certain tendencies. So the answer that's given, the popular answer, is that people are born with certain tendencies, but you can use your tendency for good or for bad. Every midah that exists in the world can be used for good and for bad. And the avodah of the individual is to channel whatever kochos he has, to channel whatever midos he has, litzav hatov. The character traits might be predetermined, but what a person is going to do with those character traits is not predetermined. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's often quoted, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, that Hayman de Bemadim, someone who's born b'mazel madim, yihi gvar ashidoma, he's going to be a shofech domim, but he has a choice. As the Gemara continues, that o umna, o mohala, o tabcha, o ganva, he can use his midah in different ways. He can either become a doctor, or become a bloodletter, He'll be shofet dama, but for a good reason. He'll become a tabach. He'll chef the animals, but not people. He'll become a moyel, or he can become a robber, and he'll actually kill people. So the choice is up to the individual. Even if the midah to be an asher dama is predetermined, but what he's going to do with that midah is not predetermined. So a person can choose his direction in life accordingly. And the same is true when it comes to kas. We know that sometimes anger, the need of anger, is appropriate. Kanos, the kanos of Pinchas, was an appropriate gesture. Many times anger is not appropriate, but sometimes it is appropriate. Gaiva, a person who thinks highly of himself, so if he's arrogant, and as a result of thinking highly of himself, he doesn't act appropriately to other people, so that's an inappropriate use of that midah. But sometimes a person feels ambition, the gaiva makes him accomplish more, so then it's a proper use of that midah. So every midah can be used in a positive way or in a negative way, and the avoda of the individual is to try to use it in a positive way. Of course, the question that's asked is, but there are certain midos that seem to lend themselves to a negative behavior, right? Like kamtsonis, a person with stingy, someone who's a bal taiva, someone who's a bal kas, someone who's cruel. Right? These midos seem to lend themselves to negative actions. So it's nice to say that you could use the midah in a positive way, but, you know, someone who's a bal kas, it's very difficult for him to use that midah in a positive way. Kanos is not, you know, kanos only applies if the opportunity presents itself. Sometimes that opportunity seems to present itself, some people think that opportunity presents itself a bit too often, but it doesn't really present itself that frequently. So there are certain midos where a person, you know, will naturally feel, look, if I'm a balkas, if I'm a balpaiva, if I'm a balgaiva, it's hard for me to control that midah. Is that fair? Is it fair that I was born with such a tendency, with a tendency that really should lead me in a more negative direction? By contrast, there are some people who have good tendencies. Some people enjoy learning, and they could learn for 12 hours straight. So for him, it's natural that he's going to want to learn. Some people are natural balei chesed. They just love to give of their time and give of their money. They love it, so it's easy for them to do chesed. Is it fair that some people are born with certain midos that make it harder for them to act properly, while other people are born with midos that make it easier for them to act properly? So I think there are two answers given to this question. One answer is that everyone has a set of midos. We can focus on each particular midah, but everyone, as they say, everyone has a peckle. Everyone has a set of midos. There are some midos that a person has that are positive, that lead him in the proper direction, and other midos that he has that are negative, that might not lead him in such a positive direction. But everyone has their own peckle. Everyone has their own set of midos. Sometimes a big masmid is a big balkas. You know, he has his spot in the Beis Medrash, and if you sit there, forget about it, right? So he has to control himself. You know, just because it's easy for him to learn, he has another midah that he has to work on. Sometimes a person who's a balgaiva can be an onav at the same time. A person can be a kamtsan, but he'll have a good midah in a different direction. You know, just because in a certain midah it's hard for you doesn't mean that all of your midahs are negative. A person has a balance. There's a set of midahs that a person is born with, and he has to use the positive midahs in the proper direction to try to control and channel all of his negative midahs so that he will bring himself to positive actions. This is one answer that's given. Someone to quote the famous Yisod of the Vilna Gaon, with this we'll close, the famous Yisod of the Vilna Gaon, that a person's schar in this world is not based on what they accomplish, but rather on the challenges that they overcome. The Vilna Gaon likes to say that everyone is born with a nekudas ha-bechira. Everyone has a point of bechira. There's a certain point where each person has a challenge. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Sometimes the nekuda of bechira of one person is not the same as for the other. For some people, learning even 15 minutes at night is a big challenge. For others, learning for 2 hours is not such a big challenge. For some people, giving all of their money away to tzedakah is not such a challenge. They enjoy it. They feel a high from it. For others, it's very difficult. For some people, it's hard to control anger. For others, it's not so difficult to control anger. They really don't like to get angry. So every person's nekudas bechira is different. The Gross says that you shouldn't compare yourself to someone else. You think there's someone who's finishing Shas, he's finishing a Masechta, and look how much he's accomplished. But who knows? Maybe he's not going to get the same schar as you, because you have a challenge, and you're able to overcome your challenge. Maybe he has a different kind of challenge, and he's not overcoming that challenge. The learning's easy for him, but he's not overcoming a different challenge that he has. person should never compare himself to someone else. The key in life is to overcome the challenges that you have, to try to control and to channel one's midos ros letzad hatov, and to make sure that you're able to overcome whatever challenges are presented to you. That's what the Gaon says in Mishlei, in the famous pasuk in Perek Dalet, Hachzik b'Musar al Teref. Hold yourself onto Musa, never stop. Nitzreha, guard it. Ki hi chayecha. That's your life. Your life is to learn Musa. Ki hi chayecha, says the Gaon. Ki masha ha'odam chayim kudei lishbar mashalo shavar ad heina. The yisod of life is to be shover midos, to control oneself, to overcome challenges. Accomplishments are very important, but the yisod is that you should overcome, each individual, each one of us, has to overcome whatever challenges we have and to try to act appropriately in any situation that we find ourselves in.